Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
Today we're going to be talking about sounds that maybe have special memories that could remind us of, could be reminding us of our childhoods. In our cases, it could remind us of our home countries.
Mm-hmm.
What sound, if you could choose one, would remind you of Canada?
I think this is going to sound weird.
Okay.
But a tennis ball hitting a garage door.
Right.
Let me explain.
Okay.
We play ice hockey a lot, mm-hmm. of course, in Canada, and we play in our driveways.
Yeah, so you can't use the puck.
Yeah, we can't use the puck because it's too hard,
mm-hmm.
and we would wreck the garage door. So we use a tennis ball, and we would just smack it up against the garage door.
There you
go. Yeah, if I hear the sound of a tennis ball smacking up against something, I think of that. If I hear a sound of a ball going through a window, I think of that,
yes.
too.
Now that you mention that, I do think the sound of just people playing soccer,
yes.
the ball being kicked in a garden or a park and kids kind of shouting, yeah, that's England. You hear a different sound in Taiwan. It's the basketball, the squeak
mm-hmm.
of shoes. So different sounds. So different sound of a kick versus a ball hitting a floor. But yeah, that would remind me of the UK. So what sounds might remind you of Taiwan? That's kind of one of the focuses of our article. So let's take a look.
Reading.
The sound of history. When we study the past, we often look to old photographs, films, or books. One part of cultures that can get lost in our look back is music and other recordings. Now, an exhibition at the National Museum of Taiwan History in Tainan is putting the spotlight on sound. The museum is known for its large collection. Within the walls of the museum are over 60,000 art pieces and historical items, ranging from Taiwan's prehistory all the way up to the Japanese colonial period and beyond. A new exhibition, Sing a Song, Taiwan in Sound, features sounds from Taiwan's past and the lives of its people. In all, the exhibition features 7 different sections, each emphasizing a different point in Taiwan's past. Visitors can listen to songs capturing particular eras of Taiwanese history. For example, there are recordings of workers in the fields in the 1920s. Another feature is songs that became popular in spite of being banned by the government during the colonial and martial law eras.
Today's article begins by saying when we study the past, we often look to old photographs, films, or books. Yes, these
yeah.
are the records
mm-hmm.
we have of the past, so we can look back and see how things were, how people lived, what it was like back then. We have a phrasal verb here, look to something. That means to expect someone or something to supply something. So we're looking to books,
mm-hmm.
films, and like audio recordings, things
yeah.
like that. We're
and
looking to those.
And we're expecting them to supply us information about the past.
Yes, to tell us what the past was like. We could also say Matt still looks to his family for financial support. So Matt's still getting some money
yeah.
from mom and dad.
Now, one of those things we look to is a photograph or photographs. This word is spelled P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-P-H, photograph. Of course, most of the time we just say photo, okay? A photograph is a picture produced by a camera. Of course, these days it's mostly going to be a digital photograph, but people still like to use those old-fashioned ones made with light-sensitive material and chemicals, those photographs. So you could say, I want to upload the photographs on my camera to Facebook so I can share them with everyone.
Yes, most people would just say photo, as you said.
Yeah.
Some people say pic, short for picture,
yeah.
things like that.
Yep.
The article goes on to say, one part of cultures that can get lost in our look back is music and other recordings. So yeah, we read books from the past.
Easy, yeah.
We have a look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But we might not necessarily think of the music.
Sound recording.
Or sound recording.
Yeah, I guess I wonder when, I don't know when the technology to record sound started to become available. Somewhere in the 19th century, the 1800s, I would guess. Anyway, the article continues and says, now, an exhibition at the National Museum of Taiwan History in Tainan is putting the spotlight on sound. Okay, they're really going to focus on it. Let's look at the word exhibition, which is spelled E-X-H-I-B-I-T-I-O-N, exhibition. And this is a public display of art or other items, usually at a museum, a gallery, or something like that. For example, this exhibition focuses on the types of pots used in 5th century China.
We also saw the word spotlight in there. They're going to put the spotlight on something. Spotlight here means the focus or particularly the public attention. It doesn't mean literally the light that
yes.
you would normally see like on a stage that would light the actors or the actresses. For example, the news report puts the spotlight on the company's poor safety record.
It just said, hey everyone, you need to look at this. Okay, so this museum, this National Museum, is known for its large collection. When we say collection here, I'll spell it, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N, collection. When we talk about a museum collection, we mean all the things it has in it. It kind of means a group of things, things that have been built up over time and gathered together for a reason. For example, Joe here has a huge collection of heavy metal music.
Embarrassingly huge.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
It takes up an entire room in my house. I'm going to need a bigger house soon.
Okay.
But that's what a collection is.
Yes,
a group of similar things. Next, the article says, within the walls of the museum are over 60,000 art pieces and historical items.
That's a lot.
I don't have nearly that many heavy metal records. I wish I did.
Get on it.
I'm getting there, closer and closer every day. But there are 60,000 art pieces and historical items ranging from Taiwan's prehistory all the way up to the Japanese colonial period and beyond. So it's a very wide range
of
time.
Yeah, lots of stuff. We've got a few words to look at here. The first one we'll use is historical. This is spelled H-I-S-T-O-R-I-C-A-L. Historical. And this just means related to history or to past events. For example, many explorers come to visit this historical site. Careful not to confuse it with the word historic, which means important, something quite important for history. Okay, so historic, you know, this was a historic decision, it was very important. Historical, it just happened a long time ago.
That's so right.
Be careful with those two words.
Exactly. Easy to mix up, but
yes.
It's important. We also saw a phrase there, range from something to something else. This is used to show the variety of something and also to imply that there are more things that we don't have time or space to list. So you kind of just say the beginning and the end
yes.
or the minimum and the maximum
mm-hmm.
and you don't say everything else in between because you just don't have time. It
exactly.
would take too long. For example, Stephen has many interests ranging from sailing to detective novels. So this would not mean Stephen only likes sailing and detective novels. He might like a lot of other stuff, but this just shows the differences.
The range, exactly.
The range between the two.
Okay, and our range goes from prehistory to colonial times. Prehistory kind of means back when people didn't even keep records of dates and times. Many people would be still living in very simple, small communities and buildings, maybe not even in buildings. It's just ages and ages and ages ago, okay? And that goes all the way to colonial times. Colonial means relating to a period where one country ruled another as part of its empire and sent its people to live there. Here, we mean the time when Japan controlled Taiwan, so at the start and up to about the middle of the last century. So we could also say many of the buildings in this part of the US date back to colonial times. In other words, when Britain ruled those areas of the US.
Yeah, how'd that turn out for Britain, by the way?
Not well.
Okay, that's what we mean about colonial times. A lot of countries have colonial history.
Mm.
The article goes on to say, a new exhibition, Sing a Song, Taiwan in Sound, features sounds from Taiwan's past and the lives of its people. So remember, we're talking about sounds here, not just songs.
Yeah, all sorts of things that will use, make you kind of experience what was it like to be there. I can hear it and I can be taken there and imagine what it's like. The article also says, in all, the exhibition features 7 different sections, each emphasizing a different point in Taiwan's past. So, you know, early stuff, then maybe 50 years later, through the industrial age, and so on. We use the phrase in all at the start of this sentence to mean just in total. Okay, so in all, in total, there are 7 exhibits or exhibitions. We can also say, in all, I spent just under 10,000 NT today.
That's a lot of money to spend in one day.
I bought a lot of stuff.
In all, you bought a lot of stuff.
Yes.
We also saw the word emphasize. That's a verb, and we spell it E-M-P-H-A-S-I-Z-E. Emphasize. That means to give special importance to something, either in speaking or in writing. For example, the teacher emphasized the importance of taking part in class discussions. So just saying that this is something that is especially important.
Super important. Mm-hmm. So what it means in terms of the museum is each different area is saying, okay, we're going to focus right now on this period of history, and we're going to give you sounds from all of these areas. I assume they maybe have, I don't know whether they play the sounds over everything or they have people who just put headphones on. I expect it's probably the headphones.
Could be the headphones or a little bit of both, I think.
Yeah, you just, or maybe you people walk into an exhibit and they just go, okay, everyone be quiet, and we'll play like a track that listens to all those sounds of what it was like, say, you know, in the 1700s, something like that, and you hear people, maybe people talking, you hear sounds that people would hear. What I don't know is whether it's actual recorded or recreated.
Is some might be recreated.
Original ones from that time, or is it what it sounds like and someone's kind of made the sound?
I guess the prehistory stuff.
It's got to be, yes,
gotta be recreated.
Yes.
But as we get into modern times when we actually had sound recording technology, yep. Then, of course, you can get the original stuff.
That's right. So the article continues, visitors can listen to songs capturing particular eras of Taiwanese history. You can say era, you can say era, they're both fine here. So you listen to songs, and that can tell you a lot. We'll get into that later. Let's look at that word, era or era. It's a long and distinct period of history. A distinct meaning you can say it started here and it ended here and it had certain characteristics or things happen that we can use to identify it. For example, the Industrial Revolution was an important era of history. The time when a lot of things were designed, things were built, the way people worked changed.
The article goes on to say, for example, there are recordings of workers in the fields in the 1920s.
Yeah, so again, here we've got an original recording.
So I guess you would hear the sounds of their tools, of them speaking as they work. Perhaps they
singing.
Sang songs while they were working as well. They were working in the fields. That's a noun, and we spell it F-I-E-L-D, field. It's an area of open land, often marked out with a fence or a wall, and frequently used for a purpose, like growing a certain crop or raising a certain animal, like cows,
horses,
things like that, farm animals. For example, the farmer checked that the corn in his fields was growing properly.
Okay, the article continues and says, another feature is songs that became popular in spite of being banned by the government during the colonial and martial law eras, okay? So either by the Japanese or during martial law. To ban something means to forbid it by law or a particular authority. For example, the teacher banned smartphones in her class. You can't use them.
Martial law is the period when a military officer is in charge of a country and often uses the army to control everything,
yes.
And this often results in a loss of many human rights.
Mm-hmm.
In Taiwan, martial law lasted from 1949 to 1987.
Which is almost a record,
yes.
I found out. It has only recently been surpassed.
For a long time, that was the longest period of martial law in modern history.
And I guess both our wives would have grown up in that time.
Yes, they would have.
Like, although only children, I think it was my wife would have been 5 or 6 when it ended. So.
They were very young, yes.
Okay, that is the end of the first part of the article. We'll be back tomorrow with more, but now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
The question is, do sounds or pictures help you understand the past better? And explain your answer, of course.
This is a bit of a tough one, but I think people are visual learners. We learn through what we see, mostly. Not entirely, of course. We use all our senses to learn about the world around us, but primarily we learn through what we take in through our eyes, and then our brains help us make sense of it.
So, I think you can get a lot of facts from pictures, and you can kind of store those, but you don't get experience, which would probably come more with sound.
That's true.
I have heard a recording from at least 120 years ago of a British Prime Minister in the Victorian era using the telegraph or an early telephone or something to talk to Thomas Edison and send him a message.
Okay.
And it's strange to see how his voice sounded in his accent doesn't sound like modern British. So that was an interesting experience for me to kind of go, okay, that's how our Prime Minister, it was Gladstone, that's how he sounded.
And you would never be able to get that from a photograph.
No.
Of just looking at the guy, you know, using the first, one of the first telephones, you would not know how it sounded, how the accent was different. There's a lot of history that you cannot get simply from pictures. Although you can get a lot from pictures and films, but the sound adds a whole other dimension to it.
It does indeed, and we'll explore that in tomorrow's second part of this article. It's time for us to say goodbye, so we'll see you for part two. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The sound of history. When we study the past, we often look to old photographs, films, or books. One part of cultures that can get lost in our look back is music and other recordings. Now, an exhibition at the National Museum of Taiwan History in Tainan is putting the spotlight on sound. The museum is known for its large collection. Within the walls of the museum are over 60,000 art pieces and historical items, ranging from Taiwan's prehistory all the way up to the Japanese colonial period and beyond. A new exhibition, Sing a Song, Taiwan in Sound, features sounds from Taiwan's past and the lives of its people. In all, the exhibition features 7 different sections, each emphasizing a different point in Taiwan's past. Visitors can listen to songs capturing particular eras of Taiwanese history. For example, there are recordings of workers in the fields in the 1920s. Another feature is songs that became popular in spite of being banned by the government during the colonial and martial law eras.
Vocabulary review.
Photograph. I took a photograph of the city from the top of Taipei 101. Exhibition. This exhibition features paintings of imagined worlds. Collection. Macon has a large collection of postcards from all over the world. Historical. This historical building has been in the center of town for centuries. Emphasize. The commercial emphasized the fact that the great deal was for a limited time only. Fields. There's a lot of wheat growing in the farmers' fields.